Now, what is it that he'd like for them to remember? Something they had been taught. Verse 2, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Now, that's the Old Testament writers, and of the commandments of us, the apostles. Now, you see, Simon Peter didn't put himself in a position where he's saying that he's above all the other apostles. He says he's just one of the boys. He's just one of them. And of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Now, will you notice something that is very important here? He says that thing I'm going to remind you of, the Old Testament writers, the prophets in the Old Testament, they wrote of these things. Now, those of us that are apostles, we've written of them. And before he finishes this epistle, he will refer to the things that Paul, the apostle, had written. So he would include Paul in this, that they've all spoken on this subject. Now, what is this subject that he's talking about? Knowing this first. Now, this is something that they were to know first. That there shall come in the last days. You and I are living in them. They will continue on into the great tribulation period after the church is gone. These are called the last days. That in the last days, scoffers walking after their own lusts. Now, again, scoffers. And these will be the apostates that he's described so vividly back in chapter 2. They are those that apparently members of the church, many of them in the pulpit, and there will be scoffers, and they're walking after their own lusts, their own desires. They're not attempting to follow the Word of God and saying, now this is the thing that they were to remember. Verse 4, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? They say that some of you premillennialists and pre-trib folk have been saying for years that the Lord Jesus is going to come back and take the church out of the world, and then after a 7-year tribulation period, he's coming to the earth to establish his kingdom, and they're going to scoff at this. They're going to say that's ridiculous. And they're going to deny it from the pulpit. They're going to deny it in the pew. And it'll be denied not out yonder by atheists standing on a soapbox or a communist. It'll be denied by those who stand in the pulpit and those who profess to be followers. And they are going to offer as proof this. Where is the promise of his coming? Now, what did the Old Testament prophets write about? The coming of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom. What did the New Testament writers? They wrote about his coming to take the church out of the world, and then, after the great tribulation, he'll come to the earth and establish his kingdom. The Old Testament writers, they didn't write about the church. Not one of them did. They wrote about the coming of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom. And it's the Lord Jesus who said, I'm coming to take you out of this world. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And that's not down here, apparently. He didn't go over on the other side of the Mount of Olives and prepare a place. If he did, it's sure desolate today. But he didn't go there. He went back to heaven. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you, which means we'll have to go up to him somewhere. Someone says, how far down will he come? That doesn't bother me a bit, because at that time, I'll be over acrophobia, which is fear of height. I won't have to go at that time in a 747, and I won't have to go in a space vehicle. I'll be caught up. He'll take care of all that, and I'm in his hands anyway, and he made it very clear that they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand. And I don't think going up to meet him, I'm going to be in any immediate danger at all, and I won't mind that trip at all. He's talking now, you see, about his coming. And the coming in the Old Testament was his coming to the earth. His coming in the New Testament is first to take his church, then to come to the earth and establish his kingdom here upon the earth. And now this is the proof that the scoffers will offer. And by the way, it's the most prevalent argument given today. For since the fathers fell asleep, and that would go all the way back to Father Adam, if you please. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, what we have here is the fact that they are talking about that things have been going along very nicely in the world, and therefore they're going to continue to go very nicely in the world. And in other words, they adopt the doctrine of laissez-faire, or let's continue with the status quo. Nothing has happened in the past. This thing has just come along, and man has evolved, and things have come along gently and nicely and all that sort of thing. And nothing has really happened. But you see, Peter's going to say that's where they're wrong. If they think nothing has happened, they're entirely wrong.